Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Some of the world's biggest football names arrive in Dublin today for the start of Ireland's Euro 2024 campaign, which sees them face a top-scoring French side. They may have lost the World Cup final on penalties, but France's national team opened their campaign with a flawless 4-0 defeat of the Netherlands on Friday. French soccer journalist Julien Laurent is on the line. Julien, there's a fair bit of trepidation here. Have we reason to be... to be fearful?
Well, it's certainly a very informed French team that you will be hosting in Dublin tonight, because as you said, they won 4-0 against the Dutch. They were very, very good. It's a new era, of course, because Kylian Mbappe is the new captain. And I think he was very keen, and so were the rest of the squad and Didier Deschamps as a manager, to start this new dawn, this new era in the best way possible. So yeah, the French are looking great. They're in great confidence. Clearly, the momentum from the World Cup is still there. So it will be a big battle for you Irish people tonight.
Yeah, I can quote from Ken Early, the Irish Times soccer correspondent this morning, Julien. He writes, "So France thrashed the Netherlands 4-0 on Friday night. The reflex response might be to curl into a ball and rock gently back and forth, crying, if they can do that to Holland, what will they do to us?" What do the French know, or do we know what they think of Ireland?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Kylian Mbappe said to us yesterday that they'd been watching together the first half of your game against Latvia, for example. I know it was only a friendly. We've talked a lot about Evan Ferguson in France. I labelled him yesterday on French radio as your the Irish Mbappe, in a way, because I've been very impressed by what I've seen from Ferguson since he broke through the ranks, really, at Brighton. So I think the French know that the atmosphere is going to be amazing in Dublin. Of course, he always is. That there's history between the two countries, of course, going back especially to 2009, of course, and that it would be a battle. The Dutch were not good. They were not good at all. I expect, it's really true, the Irish to be much harder to play against, to be more physical, to be better organised than what we saw with the Netherlands on Friday. So I think the French expecting a tough, tough night.
Yeah. I mean, is the real battle here, I think, a lot of people are saying, is going to be for that second slot. Isn't that the case? I mean, the French would be expected to go through.
Yeah, I think so, and it's not being arrogant to say that. I think we are the favourite in that group, but behind us, I think it's really open. Of course, I think you, with a new generation, with Stephen Kenny and better results, I think could do really well. Mm-hmm. The Dutch have really good players, but as we saw against France, they've got also a new head coach in Ronald Koeman, and they've not done well at all. So there might be something to exploit for Ireland there. And then behind that, it's maybe not as strong as Ireland and the Netherlands. So yeah, there's definitely that second place is up for grabs, I think, even if you would say on paper the Dutch have to be favourites.
And maybe tonight there might be a little bit of a home advantage which might go to our favour. Listen, we leave it there, Julien. Thanks very much indeed. Enjoy the game tonight.